You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our wonderful pastors are, Thomas and Teresa Robinson. They extend an invitation always to join us at one of our service times, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. or Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and I'm just thankful to God to be here, thankful for the platform, thankful for WWBC, Pastor Paul Exposito. And we're thankful to you, our listeners, as you join us each weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. You can find us on WWBC 100.7 FM, 94.7 and 99.9 FM. God bless you, our listeners. Today, I just want to share really quick from Proverbs 3. We're just going to look at a very familiar passage of scripture, and it's Proverbs 3 and 5. And we're just going to allow the Lord to have his way as he always encourages our hearts and brings comfort to us. So let me open with a quick word of prayer, and then we'll take a look at the scripture. Father, I just give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you honor. Thank you for a new day, Lord. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Thank you for always encouraging our hearts, lifting us up. Thank you for assuring us of your presence, assuring us of your faithfulness today. Father, I pray today that the word of God would encourage someone's heart in the Lord, in who you are, in your power, in your strength, in your grace, in your mercy, in your faithfulness. So we pray and we ask today in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So God bless you. Thank you so much again for tuning in to Victory International Praise Ministry. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast. And just really quick for the moments that we have, I want to look at Proverbs 3:5. It is a very, very familiar passage of scripture, and it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding." Verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Verse 7, "Be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. In doing this, it is going to be health to your navel and marrow to your bones." And it goes on to say, "Honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. And God will fill your barns with plenty, and your presses shall burst forth with new wine. Don't despise God's chastening. Don't be weary when he corrects us. For whom he loves, he chastens and corrects, just like a father will chasten and correct a son that he delights in. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and happy is the man that gets understanding." So I read Proverbs 3:5 all the way through verse 13. I love this passage of scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That sentence alone, trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart. It's not always easy,
but it's necessary. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. When we think back to the full year of 2021, trust in the Lord with all your heart. We think back and reflect on the places where we had to stand on the word, where we had to take scriptures, even like the scripture today, and make it a mat that we stood on, make it a ladder or a chair that we stood on in the strength of the word, in the strength of what God says. God says, trust me with all your heart. So even as we say this, I pray, Father, the places of doubt, the places that we struggle to trust him, God, that you would strengthen us in those places, that we would put our eyes on you, that we would not put our eyes on the situation. Why? Because the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. So it is so important for us to walk in faith. Walk in faith, not by what we see, not by what our eyes are seeing, but walk in faith in the truth of the word. Let the word be at the front of our eyes, as if we had on glasses in the natural, and in written in our glasses were the words faith on both of the lenses. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes what we see in the natural does not reflect what's going on in the spiritual realm. God has called us to live in the natural, but we're to walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. We're to walk by faith in God's word. We're to walk differently. We're to walk set apart. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's going to require faith, because there's sometimes what you will see in the natural will cause your heart to flutter. Sometimes what we see in the natural, what we experience in the natural, will cause our hearts to skip a beat. Sometimes what we see or experience and what's going on in the natural will cause us to almost stumble. But the Lord is saying to you and I today, trust me with your whole heart. I know what you see, but trust me with your whole heart. Will you allow your faith in me to supersede what you see? Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. The scripture goes further, and lean not to your own understanding. We put so much faith, if we're honest with ourselves, we put so much faith in what we think, what we see, what we believe, what our opinion is, what our perception is. We put so much faith in that, but that is wrong placed faith. That is not what God has called us to do. He said, trust me with your whole heart, everything, every part of your being. And sometimes even take it as far as to make the declaration, I will trust in the Lord, to remind yourself. Because why? Sometimes we have an enemy, we have an adversary, and sometimes the enemy will sucker punch you and take the breath out of you. But we have to rebound, and we have to reset, and we have to shake ourselves, and we have to renew our minds back to what the word says. When we experience something in life, a trial of life, a storm of life, that does sucker punch us and take the wind out of our sails, take the breath, knock the breath out of us, we have to remind ourselves, what does the word say? What did God say? And that has to be our compass. The word of God is a compass today. It will always lead you in the right direction. It will always lead you into obedience with the Father. It will always lead you into righteousness. It will always lead you into God's best and perfect will for your life. So we're called to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Why don't we quit it today? Why don't we quit leaning and depending on our own understanding? Our understanding is limited. Our understanding is fallible, but the Lord knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. We're so limited in what we know, in what we see, in what we perceive, and what we think, and yet we cling to it so hard. We cling to it so strongly. It's almost like God has to pry our fingers off of it. But today, I don't know about you, but I pray today that you, that I are trusting in the Lord, that we're leaning on Him, that we're leaning on His word, that we're leaning on His wisdom, that we're leaning on what He says about it. Remember, the scripture says in Isaiah, for our thoughts are not God's thoughts. His thoughts are so much higher. And so it is so important that we renew our minds with the word of God. Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so we can get to thinking like the higher thoughts of God, so we can ascend in how we think, so we can permit the mind of Christ to be in us, and we begin to think like Him, so God can shift how we think. God can shift how we perceive. He can do it because the scripture says be transformed. He can transform us if we will allow Him, if we will relinquish, pry our fingers off these strong ways of thinking, these strongholds in our mind, these things that we've erected by our thoughts, these things that the enemy has gained access to erect by us opening doors to Him. And so the enemy has come in and he's built like a skyscraper in our ways of thinking. He's built and erected high and tall and lofty buildings in our minds that the word of the Lord wants to crush and destroy and demolish, just like when those cranes and the wrecking ball comes in and they begin to demolish buildings that the city wants to take down so the city can build something new on that land. That is what the Spirit of God wants to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding. Allow the Holy Spirit, the wrecking ball of the Word of God, to come in and demolish these things that the enemy has erected, to come in and demolish these strong ways of thinking, to come and demolish every lie, to come and demolish everything that is not like God, that we cling to, that we cleave to, that we keep trying to reason and keep trying to rehearse and keep trying to justify and keep trying to make fit. But the Lord is sending out a kingdom sound today, and it's for me first, and it's to be shared with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Where am I not trusting Him? Where am I trusting with part of my heart? He wants wholehearted trust. He wants wholehearted trust. So that sometimes we're uncomfortable with that. The level of trust He requires, we're not always comfortable because it's easy to stay where we are. It's easy to stay, I trust you, Lord, but I'm a work on it my own self too with you. But He does not need that. He requires us to trust Him fully. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to what you think. Don't lean to how you see it. Don't lean to how you feel about it. Feelings are fake. Feelings are fleeting. Feelings can't be trusted. So He's called us to not walk by feelings, but He says, walk by faith. Don't walk by sight. Don't walk by emotions. Don't walk by feelings. Don't walk by the roller coaster of your emotions, but be steadfast and unmovable by walking in faith, by trusting Me. God has proven Himself to us in the Word. He's proven Himself to be trustworthy. He's proven Himself to not be a liar. He's proven Himself. So why don't we trust Him? So what is our hang up? So we need to get to know Him in His word, so we have the knowledge of God, and it makes it easier to trust the God that we know. We have a relationship. There is intimacy. We don't have religion. Religion has no intimacy. We show up, we do a certain thing, we go through a ritual, we go through emotion. But God is saying, get closer to Me. Become intimate with Me. And that means allowing Him in. Get to know Me. Get to know My nature. Get to know My DNA, My character. Get to know Me. And when you think about this in the natural, when we first meet someone, there's a limit to how much we can trust them. Because guess what we're saying in our head? I don't know him. I don't know her. But when we get to know the God of heaven, when we get to know Creator God, when we get to know God Almighty, when we become intimate with Him, when we allow Him in to us, when we allow His word to enter our hearts, when we allow the Holy Spirit in, then we get to know Him. Then we can trust Him because now we're operating on knowledge. I know He's faithful. When we think about the Hebrew boys, they knew He was faithful when we think about Daniel in the lion's den, he's like, hey, I know he can save me, but I'm trusting him and I'm comfortable and I'm committing myself with him that his will be done. I know he's able. So as we get to know the Lord, as we deepen our relationship with him, sometimes if we're honest, our relationship is only on the surface. It's only external. But God, in order to trust the Lord with your whole heart, there has to be an internal relationship. There has to be a heart involved. Externally, there's no intimacy. It's just all on a surface level. But that will not sustain you and enable you to trust him. There has to be an intimate relationship. It has to be internal, not surface, not religion, not form, not fashion, not fake, but from my heart. I know him and I love him and I trust him and I've seen him. I've seen him move. I've seen him work. I've seen his hand. I've seen his faithfulness. I've experienced him. I've engaged with him. I've become intimate with him. That's what the Lord is requiring. And it's for my good. It's for your good that I trust him. I can't see everything. I don't know everything. I can't figure everything out. But I trust him. The Lord says, my sheep know my voice. As we become intimate with him, we know his sound. We know his voice. We know his word. We know what is not of him. We know what thoughts are originating from a place other than in God. We know things that come against his word that are strange. We recognize and we don't receive them. We can shut the enemy down. We can see him from afar coming. We can see his strategies. We can see his traps. We can see his tricks. We can see his plots and ploys, and we can cast them down. Why? Because we trust the Lord, because we trust the word of the Lord, because we trust the Holy Spirit. We trust the things of God. And so in that, God can refine us, cause our discernment to be sharper, cause our spirit to grow by leaps and bounds and to be more sensitive to him. We can be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. You know, we can be on the same frequency as the Holy Spirit. God can, we can walk with God, and God can alert us, and God can warn us, and God can lead us. God can guide us. Why? Because we trust him. We've opened ourselves up to him. We're not walled up and trying to keep God out, but we've opened ourselves to him. He has access. The Holy Spirit has access. We invite the Holy Spirit in to what we do. Why? That's leaning not to our own understanding, but it's leaning on and depending on God throughout the day. We're staying in communication. As I said, we're keeping our frequency tuned, just like a radio. When you're in the car and you're tuning it as you're driving, it's going out of tune and you're trying to keep that in tune. We want to be in tune with the Spirit of God, in tune with the Holy Spirit of God, in tune with the voice of God, in tune with the mind of Christ, in tune with him. There's a higher level of living. There's a higher level of trusting. There's a higher level of leaning and depending on God, where we free fall into him. Why? Because we trust him. We know he's got us. We know that he'll catch us. And that's what God wants from us, that we trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of our ways, verse 6, acknowledge him. Are we remembering to acknowledge God? Are we remembering to invite him into our day? Are we remembering to invite his presence in? Are we remembering to acknowledge him? Or are we living life like it's me, myself, and I decided and I did. I'm my own strength. I'm my own enablement. I'm my own power. How are we living? Are we living unto ourselves? Are we living unto God? Are we living independent? Independent of God? Are we living as a dependent? Are we living as a child of God? He's our Father. He takes care of us. He provides for us. Are we looking at Matthew 6, where it talks about the fowl, the birds of the air, the lilies, how they grow? They don't toil, they don't work, but they trust in the Lord's provision. Are we trusting in the Lord's provision? Are we exhausted from our own efforts? Are we exhausted mentally from our own ways of thinking? Are we exhausted and frustrated and tired? The Lord says, come unto me, all you that are weary. All you that are, you know, weak from our labors, and I will give you rest. So today God is saying, trust me with your whole heart, number one. Don't lean to your own understanding. Number two, it will never lead you to me. It will never lead you to righteousness. It will never lead you to obedience. It will never lead you to humility. It will never lead you to submission. It will never lead you to commitment. But if you're weary, if you need rest, God is saying, come to me, and he will give it to us. He will provide it for us because he loves us, right? Yes, he does. He loves you and I so much so that this Kingdom Sound word is coming to encourage our hearts and to encourage us to come and turn back to fully trusting God, to turn back from walking by what we see, to turn away from the roller coaster of our emotions, to come back to faith, walking by faith and not by sight. The scripture says, if we acknowledge him, if we invite him in, he shall direct our paths. He shall do it. He will direct our paths. And sometimes we say, God, how? We might not understand how he will do it. We might not understand his choice of direction, but he shall direct our paths. And that's why it's so important to walk by faith. Faith does not always understand everything God says and how God moves, but it trusts God, so it moves with God. Verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be deceived. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom and thoughts. It says, depart from evil. Turn away from evil. Turn away from pride. Turn away from your self-righteousness. Turn away from your thinking you know more than God. You are deceiving yourself. Don't be wise in your own vain imagination, but fear, revere the Lord, reverence him. Depart from evil. Let there be a change and a transformation. It's going to be health to you. It's going to serve you well. It's going to bring healing to you. It's going to bring healing to your life. It's going to bring healing to your relationships. It's going to bring healing to your family. It's going to bring healing to your ministry, to your marriage, to everything you're connected with. When you obey God, the blessings flow in your life. So it's going to benefit you. It's going to bring health to you. It's going to cause you to prosper when you turn back to the Lord, when you turn to trusting God, when you turn to fearing the Lord, when you turn from evil, when you eschew evil, it's going to bless your life. Honor the Lord with everything you have. Honor him. Give him the best of everything that comes out of your life, that you produce, that's in your hand. Give him your best. Don't despise. I'm skipping to verse 11. Don't despise his chastening, his correction. Don't get weary. Know that it's because he loves you. Don't despise his discipline, but welcome it. Do we embrace the discipline of the Lord? That's part of trusting him. That's part of trusting him, that we embrace his correction. We embrace his discipline. We embrace. Why? Because he's our Father. He loves us. He gives us an example. Whom the Lord loves, he will correct. Just like your natural father, all of us should have got some correction from our natural fathers, from our natural parents at some point in our life. Did they do it because they hated us? No. They did it because they loved us and they wanted the best for us and they wanted to steer us in the right way. And the Lord, no one loves us more than him. No one is more concerned about us than him. He loves us and he wants to steer us from evil. He wants to bring us to the expected end that Jeremiah 29:11 talks about. He wants us to stay on the right path, to stay in the ways of God. He wants us to grow and produce and become all that he has created and designed us to be. And so this word is very encouraging today. Wherever we are, come back to faith, come back to trust, acknowledge honestly before the Lord, God, in some ways I've been doing it my own way. In some ways I've been going after my own understanding. In some ways I've been calling the shots. But now, Lord, you've reminded me. And so therefore I humble ourselves and acknowledge where we've missed it, where we've fallen short, and now allow him to strengthen and renew us and to build us up. And now we humbly submit ourselves to him, and we say, God, where I've been doing it and going after my own way, going after my own thoughts, going after my own path, I'm now going to allow you to be God. I'm now going to allow you come back in alignment, Father, and I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to put you first. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to forsake my own understanding. I'm not going to lean to it. I'm going to forsake it, but I'm going to acknowledge you. And so you've been listening today to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson, great man and woman of God. You're welcome to join us at Victory. We're at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Service time Sunday at 11 a.m. Come join us. Come worship with us and experience the glory of God. Weekly Bible study Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Come and be a part. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave his family. You're going to know that you're loved. You're going to know that God loves you and Jesus has a plan for your life. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to another edition of Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It comes from the tiny book of Jude, where the author quotes from an ancient book called 1 Enoch. Now, John, obviously 1 Enoch isn't part of the Old or New Testament, so why does Jude refer to it? Should that book maybe have been included in the Bible?
The book of Enoch is a book that had been in Jewish libraries for a very long time. The people knew about it. There were things in it that people were familiar with. And in this case, the Holy Spirit, who inspired Jude but did not inspire the book of Enoch, simply borrowed a statement in that book that was in fact true. This is something that's not unknown in Scripture. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writing the book of Titus, refers to statements made by Cretan poets because they fit a purpose in the writing of his letter to Titus.